then we all tend to compare ourselves to others, right? It's what we do as humans. But it can really get to you these days because you know so many things about everybody else thanks to social media.
Yeah, we do tend to compare ourselves to others. And I've been practicing for well over 40 years, and I've never heard one person who compared themselves to others and felt good about it. Somehow we manage to always lose
that
comparison.
But still, we compare ourselves, right? So what do we do with those emotions and all the negativity that so often follows?
Here's the source of most of these emotions, and I'm going to use myself for an example. So shortly after my accident, I'm talking about a month or so, and you can imagine how I felt about myself. So I'm sitting looking out the window, and there's someone laying on a grate for heat, sleeping. And I looked at that man and said to myself, at least he could get up and walk away. What does that say about me? How desperate I am, how hungry I am, how badly I feel about myself. And I think that's the wellspring of a lot of these comparisons.
So what's the question we should ask ourselves when we're comparing ourselves to somebody else?
I don't see a question there. I see a statement. Wake up to the fact that in this moment, you're suffering. In this moment, you need compassion. Do you know there's a lot of wanting in this comparison business? I want more. I want better. I want better looks, less weight. I want more power and authority. I want a bigger house. But that grasping for more is really an internal process, right? It reflects a kind of emptiness inside.
So how do I shake out of this?
Well, I'll tell you what I say to myself. I say, holy crap, I'm doing it again. That's really what goes on in my head. And, you know, at that point, you know, I can laugh at myself, but I also feel empathy. And I ask myself, so what's going on with me that I'm doing that right now? What's happening or not happening inside? And usually it's about how I feel about myself. Usually anxiety about being a burden to others. So that's what's going on most of the time. And when I realize that, then, you know, I can really be kind and compassionate towards myself.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Maiken.